We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the Executive Show.
Nothing easy!
An inside look at the Warriors front office.
Can somebody give Bob some credit?
With NBA champion and Warriors front office member Zaza Pachulia on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Free Spirits, non-alcoholic spirits for amazing cocktails that keep you in the game. Available at drinkfreespirits.com.
Nothing easy. Zaza Pachulia on the morning roast here at 95.7 The Game. And don't forget, starting February 1st at Chase Center, all fans 16 and over must be boosted. So that starts on February 1st to make Chase the safest venue in the NBA. Zaza, good morning. Warriors win two in a row. They come down to the last possession there. And they always say, I always hear, Zaza, that these are the dog days in the NBA. The dog days in the NBA. What does that mean? Does that mean players get bored? Do players start looking ahead to the playoffs, especially when you get off to a good start? What does the dog days in January really mean in the NBA, Zaza?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. That's why, actually, playing 16 years in this league, gosh, you've seen so many of those. And literally you see it every year. Sometimes you have it in the beginning, you know, teams having a rough start, especially, you know, if teams had a, like, surprise breakout year, and then summer, here comes summer, everybody goes home vacationing, and they cannot, you know, pick out where they left, right? So, you know, some teams having a rough start. There are a lot of teams actually having tough times right in the middle, right before the All-Star break. Because, first of all, I'll tell you what, like, winning is hard. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of work. Winning is hard. And when you are winning, when you have a good start and you're winning the games, you're having an amazing year, you come in the middle of the season, right? Right before the All-Star break. That's where you get the challenging. Because, you know, your mind is, you know, okay, I'm a little fatigued, right? I'm a little banged up. I can't wait to get to the February and go to the break. You know, that's a mental thing. So I think that's what we're dealing with. You know, that's normal. Every single team, if you look at it, even this year, right, every single team is dealing with it at some point, right? So it's not about panicking. It's just very normal because the bottom line is human beings as well. And when you play 100 games per year, right, I mean, you're going to have some, you know, ups and downs, right? So mm-hmm. I'd rather have the slump during this time and, you know, feeling good about my season and rest of the season, second half after the break, and playing the best basketball towards the end of the regular season. That way I'm feeling great about my team and myself for the playoffs.
Yeah, totally. And you're hoping, you know, that you can have a very clearly defined role. And it takes, sometimes you never get there with certain teams. Sometimes you define them very early. Sometimes they change throughout the year. And I'm looking at someone like Jordan Poole, and his role's kind of changed a lot this year. How difficult is it for a player to adjust to a different role in the middle of the season when you're as young as Jordan Poole is right now?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe, because, you know, experience is so meaningful. And I think whatever Jordan is going through right now, it's just making him a better person and better player and more experienced guy in the NBA. Because, you know, I played with one of the best six men, Jamal Crawford, for a couple of years. And the mentality thing, you know, it's so crucial, right? So what kind of mentality you have as a starter, what kind of mentality you have as a player that comes off the bench, right? The mindset and even preparation. You know, one of the things when I was young, that like when I was observing my veterans, how they would prepare for the game when they were starting and how they would prepare for the game when they were coming off the bench, you know? So those kind of things are the you know, key details, in my opinion. So I think Jordan is going through that situation. And you know, very soon we're going to see even better Jordan Poole, in my opinion. Because this kid is capable of doing anything because he's so gifted, he's so talented, and, you know, we're just glad to have him in our team.
Yeah, in his last four starts, he's dropped at least 20 points in those games, including a team high 20 on Sunday. Zaza Pachulia here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Zaza, what about Looney and his ascension? Kevon Looney, your former teammate, has come out of nowhere here. He's underappreciated. He's grabbing rebounds. I think last game he had 6, which broke a streak of 5 straight games with at least 10 rebounds. How about Kevon Looney's ascension here in 2021-22?
Do you guys know the player in the Warriors that played every single game so far this year?
Kevon Looney.
Kevon Looney and my European brother. Those two guys. I mean, if somebody told me, like, these two guys are going to play every single game for at least first half of the season, I would have laughed. But, you know, Loon, you know, I'm a fan of his game, to be honest. And if somebody will appreciate his game, I would, because, you know, understanding what it means to do all these, you know, little things, right? And, you know, he's such a great defender, smart player, you know, has been rebounding the ball. It's a great, great level. He brings so much for this team, all these little things. You know, I really appreciate that. So I love it. I love watching Loon. He's been a key factor for our team and for our success. And he's been playing really well. I'm pretty sure he must be feeling great. You know, physically, because that's something that always bothered him. Well, I don't want to say always, but most of the time. But he must be feeling great. So I'm so happy for Loon, and, you know, he's been playing great.
You know, I'm sure it's different for every player, Zaza. And there's a lot of people that are speculating, you know, maybe Steph Curry is on the decline. I'm not saying that we're there yet. No one is saying that. I'm not hitting the panic button. But just from a player standpoint, how did you know that you were starting to, you know, come down off of your athletic apex? Was there an indicator? Was there a moment? Was it gradual? How does a player know that, hey, man, maybe I'm not as spry as I used to be?
I'm not even thinking about that, guys, to be honest. Like, I don't think it's the right time, and not even close to thinking about that Steph Curry, you know, athletic ability is declining, or he should even, you know, think about, let's say, what's wrong with me? Like, there's nothing wrong with Steph Curry, right? I mean, he's a human being. And one thing I always thought, actually, during my career, there are some games that you just don't have it. Like, you know, and it comes to the best from the best player to the worst player, right? I mean, there are nights that there are like stretches that you just don't have it. But I was taught that there's ways to impact and help the team. You know, if you can't make the shots, can you defend? Can you make the plays for your teammates? Because this is a team sports, right? So if you look at it, you know, his assists. I mean, last couple of games, he has 34 assists and only 6 turnovers. Last 4 games. Oh, this is amazing. Yeah. This is pretty cool. That tells me who Steph Curry is. So, yes, we know him as the greatest shooter. And even though, like, some of the games, his shots didn't fall, you know, his ability of make the plays. And I dare you leave, even though, like, if Steph Curry is, you know, 1-for-20 from 3-point, like, I'm just saying, right?
Right.
I dare you leave him by himself. You know, he's such a threat. It doesn't matter what field goal percentage he's shooting with. He's always the threat, you know, on the court. And I don't care where he is. You know, he might be on the half court. The guy's been guarding him. So,
right.
And then I think he's doing a really good job of, you know, when shots not falling, he keeps shooting. He keeps looking for those shots. But at the same time, finding a way to have an impact and help the team with his defense, with his playmaking, not the turning the ball over, right, or steals. Just to be a leader, to be a Steph Curry. So, you know, we're so grateful to have this guy on the court and seeing him every single night.
You know, Zaza, we're talking about the dog days of January in the NBA, and the Warriors right now 7-6 in the month of January. But the bottom line is they're 34-13. But how hard is it for this roster right now to not have their vocal leader out there? And that's Draymond Green. We know what Draymond Green does offensively. We know what he does defensively. How hard must it be right now for this team as they're going through these dog days, these rigors in January without their vocal leader?
You know, it's one of the keys, I think, that affects this slump, in my opinion. Not having Draymond, because you know you can handle a game or two, but you know when you're such a couple games in a row, it really affects you because Draymond Green does so much for this team. And the more you watch, the more you realize, guys. Like you know, even the small things doesn't show in the stats. Like even the pace. Let's talk about the pace a little bit because you know this team is known with playing with a high pace and moving the ball, moving the bodies, and Draymond is a key for the component, right? Obviously, we all know how great defender he is, but, you know, to put in the guys in the right position, right? And, you know, how many times have we seen Draymond with the ball on top of the key, you know, directing the guys, like even just the small pin down, like, you know, guard-to-guard pin down. Again, doesn't show up in the stats, but those type of movements and directing the players, getting out of the wide open shot. And probably that's what Steph Curry misses the most right now. That's what our team misses the most right now. So, injuries are part of the game. What we're going to do, the good thing is it's not something serious. So it's going really well. And there's a progress every single day. So can't wait to have him back on the court.
Goga Batadze, we'll get to him a little bit later, Zaza, when you have him back on. But you got to talk to Goga about jumping with Gary Payton in a second. I know that's your mid-tee from the Republic of Georgia, but Goga, he got to learn to jump, man. He got ejected out of that game, in the Indiana game, of course. So you got to talk to your boy, Zaza, as we let you go here.
Somebody was texting me during the game, actually, that, you know, the game was in TNT. And they've been talking about, what kind of mentorship I provided. And, I've been knowing Goga for years now. I met him when he was, 11, 12 years old. He was one of my camps. And, he was a tall kid, happy kid. You could tell he was enjoying playing basketball, loving his game. And, whatever happened to me, there was transformation that happened to him, went to Serbia and played the same team as Jokic was playing. And actually, Dejan, one of our assistant coach, he coached him in Europe, Dejan Milojevic. So Dejan did a great job with Goga, great job. And he was a first-round pick.
Yep.
And, we had so much conversation before the draft and during the draft and after the draft and kind of helped him a little bit mentally about what to expect and et cetera. A lot of compliments during the first half because he was really having a great, great game. But everything went down after seeing the second half after he headbutted my guy, GP.
Yeah, GP too.
That's what I taught him too. I definitely didn't teach him that. But same time, I appreciate for the players that they show the grit and, the personality a little bit. That he cares. To me, that was the message that he cares. And probably that wording of, Europeans are soft. He showed that he's not soft and, he's a tough guy, but, hopefully he's not going to keep doing it often. But, once in a while is okay, especially coming from the big man.
Goga Batadze on Gary Payton's latest poster. Gary Payton II, of course. Zaza Pachulia, always fun with you. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Warriors.
Thanks, Zaza.
Mavericks tonight should be a fun one at Chase Center.
That's going to be a fun game. See you guys at Chase.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.